And I'd like to welcome Dr. Mark Opperman. He is from the T Clinic, and we're talking about hormones. You know, as women, when we have hormone trouble, it's usually, you know, during midlife or change of life, as it's called, and then we blame the men. We call it menopause because that's when we don't actually want anything to do with men. So, okay, that's not really why it's called menopause. But when men go through menopause, and it is a real thing, it's called andropause. And I was doing some research on it. It's been described as puberty in reverse, and it's time when testosterone levels are dropping. So it's actually become such a serious ailment that Dr. Mark Opperman has opened a clinic. He's opened two clinics, actually, called the T Clinic, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Dr. Opperman. How are you?
Hello, Kathy. Good, thanks to you.
All right, thank you. How common is this of having low testosterone levels in men?
Exceptionally common. The problem is that the onset of andropause in men, or the diminishing of testosterone levels, is such a gradual process that it's usually described as or subscribed to natural aging. In women, we have menstruation that stops, and then we know that you're in menopause. In men, you know, it's much more insidious. It's gradual. And as I said, the symptoms are described as, sorry, you're getting older, deal with it.
So what happens with younger men as well, where these symptoms seem to present themselves?
You know, testosterone starts declining from about our late 20s, early 30s. That's a natural progression. I find that lifestyle, our diets that we have, are playing an incredible role in increasing the rate at which testosterone is declining. I see younger and younger men presenting to my clinic, presenting with the symptoms of fatigue, mood swings, loss of energy, loss of drive, a general sense of well-being that's not there, mood swings, irritability, sexual dysfunction in the sense where libido starts decreasing, erectile dysfunction. It's an epidemic that is underdiagnosed and under-recognized, not only by medical practitioners, but I think by the population in general.
Why do you think that is? Why is there suddenly some recognition, but certainly not enough to identify and diagnose men earlier?
You know what? In our society that we live in for men, I think it's quite a taboo subject in the sense that men are ego-driven a lot of the times, and we don't want to admit that we have a problem and that we're not performing as well as we used to when we were younger, and we try and hide it. It's not something that we openly discuss. As we are progressing in medicine and looking towards anti-aging and functional medicine, I think we are looking at the causes of these problems in more detail, and we're scrutinizing our hormone levels, etc., more than what we used to in the past. So it's the diagnosis of this problem, like with depression that wasn't diagnosed 30 or 40 years ago, is now regularly diagnosed. I think we're slowly starting to move to a place where, okay, fine, you know, this is okay to talk about. When I started my clinic 4 years ago, I realized that I have a solution to a problem that men don't know that they have, or that they're not willing to talk about.
So let's just talk very quickly. I don't want to run out of time. We've really only got about 2 more minutes. How is it diagnosed?
It's very easy. You know what? Have a blood test done. Have a testosterone blood test done. You know what? We diagnose it on two subsequent tests. what people need to understand, this is hormone replacement therapy. It's not only your testosterone levels that we have to look at. I look at a myriad of other things which has an impact on testosterone.
Oh, interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. And is it lifelong treatment, like a lot of women while they're going through menopause will take hormone replacement therapy? Is it the same for men?
You know, it's exactly the same. It's hormone replacement therapy. If you stop the therapy, you're going to go back to lower levels where you were and your symptoms will come back. If not the same, you know, it's sometimes even worse. The treatment is incredibly safe. There's various modalities that we can use, from injectables all the way through to transdermal applications. It's as simple as putting a cream on once a day.
Dr. Opperman, thank you very, very much. I think we need to have a much longer discussion at some point going forward, perhaps early next year. But thank you very, very much for making time to speak to me this afternoon. I know that you're incredibly, incredibly busy.